Thank you, Mr. Deputy Speaker. Within the past week, we have seen a disgraceful escalation in sectarian attacks, violent in nature, in the Fountain Bishop Street interface area. These attacks are not welcome. They are unjustifiable. Attacks such as we have seen in the past number of days are not a new experience for the residents. And to be clear, they were unacceptable then, and they remain completely unacceptable now. Let us also be clear that we are talking about masonry, petrol bombs and fireworks being launched into a residential area where people of all ages live, not least vulnerable adults and elderly residents. We're also talking about streets where children want to play outside and where all the residents want to live in peace and have a peaceful night's sleep. These attacks are designed to intimidate, they're designed to isolate, and they're designed to drive people out of their homes. I have been in constant contact with the PSNI throughout these disturbances. Whilst I welcome increased patrols and the arrests that were made last weekend and in the days that followed, we must be honest. The response against the perpetrators must be robust and it must be consistent. We need more than just a reactive presence. We need a proactive strategy that prevents these gatherings before the first sectarian slur is shouted, before the first stone is thrown. To those responsible, let me be clear, you're not defending anything. You're destroying your neighbour's peace of mind, their well-being and their mental health. Whilst physical damage to property can be repaired, it shouldn't have to be. The psychological toll on the residents of the Fountain and Bishop Street and that interface is much harder to mend. As a representative Foyle, I will not stand by whilst this community is used as a punch bag. I will continue to work with the PSNI, the residents and community representatives.